You are not to discuss this matter amongst yourselves.
We don't submit reports or ask approval for specific operations, if that's what you mean. We are an autonomous department.
Any questions?
Podcasting from an abandoned subspace relay orbiting Risa, this is Section 31, gathering intelligence for you on Star Trek CCG. Now reporting in, operatives Dan and Rogue.
They know all the secrets that you hide.
Welcome to Section 31, episode number 183. I'm Dan Hammond.
And I'm Rogue Schindler.
This week, Rogue is back, so we're going to talk to him about where he went. I was still here, so we can talk to me about what I failed at. And we have a funny spoiler that I cannot wait to talk about. But I will. So
I bet.
Well, it answers many, many, many things. And, you know, probably because I got asked. But anyway, we had a TUI tournament locally. And TV went undefeated once again with a TOS deck this time.
I saw that. As what was it? Anything in particular, or was it just straight TOS?
Yeah, there were six of us, and we played four rounds, and he was the one person I didn't play.
So you really have no idea.
I honestly couldn't tell you. I played JD in the first round, and my deck, I was playing a... Oh. Apparently he was playing TNG Bio. I thought he was playing TOS. Anyway, it seemed like everyone was playing Federation. It was astounding. JD was playing a Dabo deck, and I'm racking my brain. We went to time. The next round went to time. I think the next two games ended because he lost before time ran out. But it was... very interesting. He had all the Dabo girls out and then a crew on a ship trying to solve missions. He didn't face a single of my dilemmas, and he finished a mission and a half. It was amazing. And he would have gotten more, but he started out calling three for Dabo, and he wasn't getting it. And I was flipping a lot of twos, so we went to two. He filled up a mission with twos, and he stuck with two instead of going back to the threes, and that's all I had left. But he put about eight dilemmas under missions, and I even bounced one back. How did I bounce one back? I got one back somehow. I don't remember what I did. I must have... maybe it was Shran or something? I don't know. But it was a lot of fun to watch. It was it was not the most fun thing to play against in the first round, because we were both trying to remember what they all did and what the order of things was, and we really did go to time. We weren't even close. I think it was like 35 to 30. Because I sold a mission with
and
a few extra points. I was playing the very similar Loaded for Bear Enterprise. I must be playing it wrong, because I can't figure out when to use the stop. I'd rather just send those people on a mission, you know. I never had, you know, a big core of 9 plus 6, so I could stop 6 and still attempt with 9, or if I got 6 out, I would stop, because I know I can't solve a mission with, you know, attempt with 6, you're going to stop one, so I might as well, you know, score 5 points and wait till I get a 7th person so I actually have a chance. Maybe that's the wrong philosophy, I don't know. But I was doing pretty much, if everything went well, I did 2 missions to get to 100. If most, you know, if I didn't get all the bonus points breaking my way, I did 3 missions, and that worked pretty well. I won against JD, I lost to... lost to Johnny, who was playing a great... he was playing DS9 Earth, I think. I've already forgotten. All of my opponents... my first three opponents played George Primman, the DS9 guy. Every one of them. And actually, something came up, but we have to talk about whether or not something works or not. And I let it go, because I didn't think about it, and then Matt pointed something out. Anyway, Earth DS9, DS9, DS9. I don't even remember what Charlie was playing in the last round. Charlie, you're going to have to remind me. But I saw a lot of Federation opponents, and I was playing Federation. I think just about everyone was playing Federation, except maybe one person. I don't know. It was a long day, but had fun. Yeah, Charlie was playing DS9 too.
Wow.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, well,
Charlie TK'd me. He meet me in about 15 minutes, 100 nothing.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was
a good day. We had a nice four rounds. We had 6 people showing up. So George Primman, right?
Yes.
He, I should look it up. He can, if he's randomly selected by a dilemma, he can name somebody, including himself, and that person can't be stopped by dilemmas. Or if he's stopped
Sounds
by dilemma,
right.
if he's selected by a dilemma. If he comes up, if you look at his card, all of a sudden he can't be stopped, and or someone else can't be stopped. So, he did his thing, and then yes. in...
When this personnel is about to be stopped...
Right.
Name a unique personnel. That personnel cannot be killed or stopped.
Right.
Until the end of the turn.
That's right. I played against Matt in the last round and beat him. He was playing Maquis, so it felt like I was playing Federation. But anyway, going back to this guy. So, pitching in comes up, right? So he qualifies for both picks. So
yeah.
you pick him to stop for the first one, and he kicks in and says, oh, it can't be stopped. Well, in my game against Johnny says, well, I'll pick him for the second one. He can't be stopped, so he just keeps going.
No, I don't think that's great.
Right.
Because then he becomes like lore.
Once he can't be stopped, you can't actually pick him. Correct?
Right.
All right.
That's correct.
Well, we played that wrong. I don't know if it would have mattered much. Johnny beat me pretty handily anyway, but at one point, that guy laughed at my entire combo because it was stop somebody and then, you know, pitching in and then, you know, like a some wall or stopper or something. And he made himself unstoppable with the first one. He picked himself twice with the second one, and then he laughed at my wall. So next time, we'll play it correctly. I think it came up against Matt, and Matt discussed the right way. But I know a lot of people have been playing him wrong, as this was just pointed out in the chat. So I'd like to try to get that answered correctly. So all I have to do is remember to actually post it to the boards, but that's hard to do. So anyway.
I really feel like he should have been name a personnel present, because otherwise he feels really under-costed.
Yeah. I mean...
I was like, I don't feel like being stopped this time and any time for the rest of the turn.
Well, if you're playing Federation, it's almost worth throwing him in just so you can secret identity him, you know, him in. Right?
Right. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah. He's very good. Anyway, yeah.
Because that can spare you a stop. Yeah. And, you know, that gets you one more person through, and sometimes it's all it takes.
Did you put him in your Relativity deck because he's that good?
No, I didn't think if I had thought about it, I probably would have. I think I played that, like, opening weekend, so I was kind of like, you know, it was fresh and new, and I played it completely wrong because I'm an idiot. And, I mean, when I was building it, it was all, who are the, you know, because you get free guys. So it was like, who are the high-cost... you know, really cool, awesome guys that I want to get out and have big team up. So I didn't really think about little gems like George Priman, but if I were to build that deck again, I probably would.
Cool.
Him and, oh man, there was another guy that somebody played against me, not Joel, I think Aaron played in that deck against me, just random Voyager guy who was not very good, but... it was like, put him in your discard pile to do something.
Right, so he keeps coming out every turn. I think I remember
and
saying
he keeps
that.
Coming back.
Yeah. Yeah, I think as regional season goes on, someone's going to put all the tricks together and pull out a win, but it hasn't happened yet. So anyway, congrats to TV for racking out the win. I didn't get to play him, but that's probably for the best. I went 2-2 on the day. All right. After that was over, we had a round of tribbles, and once again, I loaned out my deck, and that deck won the day. So there you go. Someone asked on the forums, "How do you win at tribbles?" The answer is apparently borrow my deck, because that's all it takes.
I think borrow your deck and play against you.
And I have to be playing
I
in
think
the tournament. Yes,
you have to be playing in that tournament, because otherwise the magic is lost.
Yeah, you remember. When we were at Gen Con and we were playing at Worlds, and was it Will that ended up winning?
Yes.
Yeah, he said, yeah, I just took your deck. I copied it.
Yep.
And last Friday, I lent out that deck to Jesse, and he won with it. I was so close because I was playing the big fat all Klingon deck with all the just nothing but the Klingon set cards.
Right.
Oh, so close. I think he beat me by about 30,000. It was a very close round. Just itched out the victory. So anyway, congrats, well, Matt.
Matt says thank you for the achievement.
Yeah, I think it qualifies for the rainbow achievement, whichever that one is. I'll have to type up the deck and get it to him.
Nice.
We played a second round just because it was a 2E event, and we started at 3, and we ended at like 7 or 8. So we played a round of triples, and then we said, you know what? Let's play another round of triples. So we played again.
Yeah.
It was early.
Nice.
And I think TV ended up winning that one with his battle deck. Finally went out and destroyed us all.
Oh, he brought it back, huh?
Yep. Every once in a while.
Yeah, he was playing that the Wii counters deck the last couple of times I saw, and it was throwing everybody off because they immediately were like, "Whoa, I'll poison TV. I'll utilize TV," and it was getting nothing.
Yeah. In response to Matt in the chat room, no, I haven't posted the Tribbles event yet. I just got one of the tournaments in, and I haven't got everything unpacked yet, so I'll be taking care of that tonight. I got a bunch of orders to pack. But probably tomorrow. Anyway, so you were off for a week?
Yes, and then some. We left on a early Saturday morning and came back late Sunday night, so it was a nice long trip. We went to Oahu in Hawaii, and it's been at the top of the list for our desired vacation locations since... Basically, since we got home from New Zealand, 4 years ago, which that has now moved back to the top of going back to New Zealand. But we really enjoyed it. Some friends of ours were going and staying at the Disney Resort, and they were like, "Hey, you want to come with us?" And we got our free frequent points room, and we have a couch bed, so we're like, "Well, cool, that's." Easy, and then we don't have to decide what island we're going to, or where we're going to stay, and what part of the island we're going to stay at, or what we're going to do. We can just lie at the resort in the water and lazy river every day. Lazy river every day. Like, day we got there and day we left, and every day in between.
Wow.
It was pretty awesome. And we did some hiking and saw some things, but mostly Lazy River.
I always remember Hawaii being part of Risa, back when they divvied it up, or Alderaan, back from Star Wars. I don't recall ever seeing any tournaments going on there. Do you?
I don't. And, I thought like a week before we left, I was like, "Oh my God, we've got to pack tribbles." Because it was like 6 of us going. I was like, "I'm sure 4 of us will sit down and play some tribbles. We can see if there are any players who see it, post the tournament and show up." And I was like, "Oh, wait a minute." Because I was like, "Oh, different region." No.
No, but you could have played on the Lazy River. That would have been awesome.
Yeah, that would have been pretty cool. But no, it was a lot. It was fun. It was chill. I think we went to Arizona Memorial one day, and we did a couple of half-day hikes. And Luau Pig is the best pig ever. I tried to send a picture to you and to Jesse because I knew you would appreciate it. But man, pork cooked in the ground, nothing better.
Yeah, I'm going to have to either take your word for it or sample it one day, but I've not had pork cooked in the ground before, so there you go.
Well, right. Jesse keeps saying he wants to do it, and he has his own house now, so... He can dig up the yard all to his heart's content.
I like it. That's going to be awesome. We're going to do that one of these days. I will bring a shovel. I will buy a shovel.
Brilliant. Yes, we'll dig the pit for you, Jesse.
All right. So, tournament while you were gone, tribbles, your event. All right, let's talk about this card.
Spoiler.
Yeah. So.
Well, I knew you would be happy.
Yeah,
because it's your color.
Well, there was a space open, I think, in the set, and Charlie says, "Dan, what do the Borg need?" And I said, "Well, here's a list of 5 things," and he picked one, and this was it.
Nice. So why do you think they need this?
One of for people who have listened to this show, that may or may not be the two of us, I've made this point before. I haven't played Borg in a long time because they have two problems. One, battle with the drone is I think too much to overcome, and two, they can't beam around the transport inhibitor. So first turn, you know, beam transport defend homeworld for Bryle, transport temporal micro wormhole to a ship, beam down to Earth, special download transport inhibitor, and it's locked. Right?
Sure.
So you can get around it with putting bad probes in your deck, right? You can put in
equipment
overload or orbital bombardment or other things that are unlikely to be needed at any other time, right? In the past, the Borg have had a tool for that. It was on launch portal, which is banned.
Which is currently banned.
Right, because it does dilemma avoidance, and we don't need that. So, the thing that was on launch portal that allows you to get around transport inhibitor is giving your scout ships the ability to land. So, this is a drone that does that.
Enter the topology drone.
Yeah. So, 12 of 13. He is a universal drone with the TNG... And we'll get to that in a second. A TNG property logo. Topology drone. Task, analyze planetary surface features. Secure biological distinctiveness humanoid. He has two skill dots. He has geology. Fitting. And allows each scout ship in this hive to take off or land once each turn. So there you go. You have to play with a vulnerable scout ship, which I suppose is also possibly a bad probe. But, you know, green dot can be good for things. And it's got a big target on it. But if someone comes and attacks your probe, then they're probably going to lose their ship because your cube is going to be there too. And now you can land and not worry about being locked out of a mission. And really...
Nice.
This is awesome. I think that's great.
Yeah. He's also, as you can see, if you're not watching, you're actually listening. He also has a defense red icon, staffing icon, which then, of course, means that his stats are 5-5-7, and Dan is very, very happy.
Well,
and as Iron Mike just pointed out, this is actually a good tool against another great fear of the Borg, because the Borg, as I understand it, are God-fearing folk.
Yes. Yes. So you can get down to the planet and have your ship on the surface and not worry about it.
Yes.
Okay, so that's number one. You ready for number two?
Okay.
Number two is, if you do a search on the boards, and you do by card type, Borg, and then the with the property logo TNG or Generations, you get Locutus of Borg, 6 of 13, a universal blue drone, 3rd of 5, a green drone, and Locutus' Borg cube.
That alone, and now you have a red drone.
That alone is not enough to staff the cube because you don't have enough green, really. You only have one green or Locutus. So now we have a universal red drone. You can technically... you can technically play a TNG continuing mission... They will be coming Borg deck now.
Okay. Yeah, he's got two dots.
Yeah. Yeah. So you play with Locutus, he's your second green. You got 3 to 5 is one green, 6 to 13 is blue, and then this guy's red, and you can play with as many 6 to 13s in this guy as you want. they'll all be free because you're playing with attention all hands. Right?
Oh, God.
You get one free play with They Will Be Coming. And, you don't get a queen, and you really can't... You don't have a lot of skills. But the one drone you have, if your Adapt Negate Obstruction is nullified, you can place it beneath your draw deck, so you can play with a lot of adapts.
and just attempt, fail, adapt. Attempt, fail, adapt.
over and over.
Oh my god. You can just crop dust that.
Yes.
Since you can't do it till the next turn. Oh my god.
Yeah, you're...
But you can't... you still have to have the objective.
Yeah, so you'd have to play with a lot of adapts and pick it up and move over and go somewhere else and then pick it up and move over and go somewhere... So I'm not saying it's a good deck, but I'm saying that you could potentially play it.
Your dreams have come true.
Yeah. Not really, but you know what? It's a step in that direction.
It is, you know, just enough. You know, even if to just get a couple of turns out of it if you really wanted to, I guess.
Yeah, well, you know. Let's just say I'm not expecting TNG Borg to be an achievement anytime soon. Like, maybe the Cardassian
would be. Yeah, that would be pretty rough. All right, well, to cap it off for the collectors out there making their lists, this is 25V... So, 25 cards in, you get to the Borg, which is usually at the very beginning of the personnel section.
Yeah, I didn't look to see if they managed to make the title fit topology and 12 of 13, if that fits still, if they're still managed to keep up the alphabetical and numerical thing.
I would guess so. It's pretty, you know, they're both in the T's, so there's a good chance.
Yeah. All right. Well, we have several events happening this week, but only one of them is Star Trek related, and it's not card game related, right?
Sure. Now I'm trying to remember what all of them are. Right. Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah.
Which one is Star Trek related?
Thursday?
Yes, that's right. Wow, man, I skipped to the weekend. Speaking of Borg.
That's right.
Thursday is the best of both worlds. For those of you in the, I think, in the U.S., or maybe in the continental United U.S., North America, they're doing the continuing series of high-definition theater performances of, or theater showings of TNG episodes. Of course, this one is the best of both worlds, so it's going to be parts one and two, jumping to season three and four. They've been doing a couple of episodes per season, like every year or every couple of months, 6 months.
Something like that. Did you go to the last one?
I did not. I missed the first season one. I just forgot about it, and then the second season one was on a date that I just couldn't make it, so we found about this like 2 months ago, and I bought tickets then. So
yes.
We were pretty excited. We have actually got, I think most of our play group is going. The cat is not, but also is here. That's cool, and it's even at a time when you can come and join us.
Yeah, I will be joining you. I will be racing down as fast as I can. And the chairman says he's going to go stand in line so and get us seats at the front of the line, so that's fantastic.
Excellent. So definitely looking forward to that. That'll be, man, that ending scene on the big screen, Lucudis's face, you know, the cliffhanger.
Now, have you ever watched them back-to-back before?
Oh yeah, I on the DVDs a couple of times.
One after another, put the next one in.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I've been told that they were, you know, filmed months apart, right? So Riker's beard and hair don't match from one scene to the next.
Wow, I've never noticed that.
Yeah. Sorry.
No, it's okay. I'll notice it now. I had a videotape like a long time ago. Back when they had the video the video club,
mm-hmm.
before they sold shows on seasons of discs, you know, you had to join a club, and there was only certain shows that they did it, like MASH and Star Trek, and that was it. But one of them was the preview. You could get it for $5, and it was Best of Both Worlds 1 and 2.
Cool.
So I had that, and I watched it a few times, but I don't think I was too young to notice that. I was just too busy going, ah, Star Trek. And I can watch it anytime I want.
Yes. Well, very good. I'm looking forward to that. And then on Saturday, it is a celebration of your birthday, only, you know, 24 Ooh. Days too late. We're going to go out to Alpine and shoot at each other with...
Actually, on another friend's birthday.
Oh, well, very good.
But yeah, paintball, woo!
Yeah, that'll be fun. And then the day after that, we get to go see your Giants play the Padres. So,
yes.
Fun-filled weekend. No Star Trek this weekend. We might sneak in a Tribbles game on Friday, but that's probably about it.
Yeah. So, a lot of stuff going on. I'm sure we'll have our review of Best of Both Worlds next week, along with probably talk about the... By then we'll be released, yes?
Yeah.
Sky's the limit.
That's right.
So I'm definitely looking forward to that. I've enjoyed seeing our spoilers and reporting them to you. So now we'll get to see the whole thing. And
you know what I've really liked is the article series that's been going on. There's been a lot of really good articles. So just major props to the authors of those. I'm looking forward to, I think Charlie was complaining about writing one, so we should be getting one in the next couple of days from him. I don't know if it'll be release day. Maybe it'll be a special Wednesday article, but sounds good.
Nice. We will look forward to that.
All right.
But yeah, sky's the limit. I'm looking forward to it, and so should you. I just bought new blades, so ready to cut up some cards.
Yeah, I just cut up these, which are tournament certificates, and these. I posted there was a problem with these going out, so this will be going out tomorrow morning for everyone who ordered one of these 99 cards. So, very good.
Nice.
All right
well, that
yeah, I'm gonna go
is about yeah,
stamp some kits and get them in the mail, and sounds like a good place to wrap.
Cool. That is the limit of our intelligence for this week. I will give a shout out to Warp 11 for letting us use their kick-ass theme song, and thanks for filling in for me last week, Charlie. In the meantime, I am Sir Rogue.
And I'm Sir Dan.
And I will remind you all to expand your power in the universe.
I will 183 Dan.
You cannot run, you cannot hide, and you cannot defect. They are always watching you, but you cannot